together in one voice. Ready? Begin. Then he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you, and make flesh come upon you, and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you, and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I was prophesizing, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone. I looked, and tendons and appeared on them, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to it, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Come from the four winds, all breath, and breathe into these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath entered them, and they came to life and stood up on their feet, a vast army. Amen. Lord Jesus, hallelujah. I preached this message last Sunday, but I felt I need to preach again. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Because there is a greater new revelation from the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So I felt the need to preach it again because we really need to hear this message and resurrect from the dry bones.
Amen.
We need to come alive from the dry bones. Hallelujah!
Amen.
We need God's breath evermore.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh Lord Jesus. During the Israelites being captive under enemies, okay, Ezekiel saw the vision of hope. In spite of our difficulties in our life, in spite of our shortcomings, and in spite of storms in our life, in spite of hopeless and helpless situation, know that God is alive and He has a hope for us.
Amen.
And He is our hope. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What we need to do is we need to understand the power of the prophecy. We need to understand that there's a power of our tongue. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can either kill or bring that person alive with your tongue. So the words from your mouth is so crucial, so important that God wants to use your tongue to speak prophecy to the dry bones and bring them alive.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Including ourselves, there's so many people who are dying like a dry bones. But God wants to speak to those dry bones, prophecy to those dry bones, and let them come alive by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I want you to open your hearts, open your ears to hear the word today and be ready to prophesy. Be ready to prophecy to the dry bones. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Talk to somebody. Be ready to prophesy.
Be ready to prophesy.
Hallelujah. Be ready to prophesy. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Now, we need to understand this. We need to understand the word prophecy because there's many misunderstanding about this word prophecy. When we say prophecy, many people think about prediction, future telling. Well, prophecy includes that, but that is not the main. The main point of the prophecy is to speak forth Christ. So we want to read that, the definition there. Ezekiel's prophecy in Ezekiel 37 was not a matter of prediction, but a matter of speaking forth. Everybody says speaking forth.
Speaking forth.
Declaring.
Declaring.
Something for the Lord.
Something for the Lord.
So if you open your mouth and you say something for the Lord, that's a prophecy. Something for the Lord that will edify the church. That will edify your brothers and sisters. That's a prophecy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So every Sunday, I encourage you, brothers and sisters, every Sunday you come here ready to boast. We're using the word boast. But starting next Sunday, we're going to use the word prophecy now. So we're not going to use the word boast. Please change the word to prophecy now. That's the correct word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
1 Corinthians 14:14 says, the greater gift is prophecy, and that prophecy builds the church. Hallelujah. How do we build a church? By prophecy. And prophecy is not prediction, but it's speaking forth Christ. Speaking Okay, speak forth Christ. Now let's look at that. Let's look at the definition now. Let's read it slowly together, okay? Ready? Prophesizing, speaking for the Lord, and speaking forth the Lord into one another in the meetings of the church fulfills the greatest prophecy in the book, in the Bible, which is to build up the church in oneness as an exceedingly great army. We need to live a prophesizing life by loving the Lord to the uttermost. Hallelujah. Amen. If you love the Lord with the uttermost, then you will prophesy. Out of the full of your heart, you speak. You speak what's in your heart. And your heart is filled with Christ, then you will speak Christ. Hallelujah. If you're if your heart is filled with anger, then you will speak anger. If your heart is filled with idols, then you will speak idols. But if your heart is filled with Christ, you will speak Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So prophecy means specifically speaking forth the Christ. Say it again, please, to somebody. Prophecy means speak forth the Christ.
Prophecy means speaking forth
the
Christ.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, so speak for Christ, speak forth Christ. Okay, speak for Christ, speak forth Christ.
Amen.
And provide Christ.
Amen.
That's a prophecy. Okay, repeat after me. Speak for Christ.
Speak for Christ.
Speak forth Christ.
Speak forth Christ.
And provide Christ.
Provide Christ.
That's a prophecy. Amen.
Amen.
So anything that you say for you say it for Christ, that's a prophecy. But the deeper prophecy is speak forth Christ. The Christ will come out when you speak. Hallelujah. Oh Lord. Lord, fill our church with the spirit of prophecy.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. Now 1 Corinthians 14:4. Okay, ready? Begin.
He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church.
Okay. If you speak in tongue, it edifies yourself. But if you prophesy, then it edifies the church. So Sunday service, the time of prophecy is very, very important. In fact, what I'm preaching as a pastor, what I'm preaching is a prophecy. I am speaking forth Christ. Speak for Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you understand? So as a pastor, I'm using this sermon time to prophecy. But for your time of prophecy is a posting time. But starting next Sunday, it's going to be prophecy time. Amen.
Amen.
You're going to open your mouth and you're going to speak forth Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The effective way to do that is every day when you have a QT, when you have time with the Lord, quiet time with the Lord, right? When you read the Bible, then you write a little note of key words and a key message, Monday through Friday, Saturday. And Saturday night, you review that note, and then in your spirit, when God gives you a burden to share a certain word or verse, that you bring it on Sunday and you prophesize. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And through your prophecy, you will build a church. Amen.
Amen.
If your mouth is shut in the church, then there's no way to edify the church. So you need to open your mouth. Even a small little thing, you need to speak for Christ and forth Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Please help me to reduce my sermon.
Amen.
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 Sunday service is not about pastors preaching. So many people are in tune, have this concept. This is a wrong concept. And thinking that they come to church on Sunday, try to hear a wonderful or powerful message of a pastor. No. Where does in the Bible say only pastors should preach? Only pastors should prophesy. No. Every members have a right to prophesy the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So you have to prepare this now. You cannot just come on Sunday and say, what should I say? No, you have to prepare Monday through Saturday. And then pick one message that God gives you a burden in your heart. And you bring it and you prophesy. Because when somebody, your brother, prophesies in spirit, all of us will be edified. Mm. Our spirit will be boosted up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you getting what I'm saying?
Amen.
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 So I want all of you to prophesy next Sunday.
Amen.
And all of you prophesy, I will preach less. Hallelujah. That's normal. That's normal, okay? All right. Let's look at now our scriptures today, okay? Verse 5. Let's look at verse 5 now. Okay, verse 5. Read it together. Begin. This is what the Sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life. Come on, this is the word of God. This is the scriptures. You need to say it with more authority. You need to say it with your heart, with your strength. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Do you want me to tell you to stand and recite it?
Yes.
Huh? Okay. I don't want to do that. Every scriptures, if I do that, then you get tired. So, okay? So just really recite this from your heart and with your spirit. Okay? Ready? Begin.
This is what the Sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life.
Okay. You need to say it with more tone of proclamation. Don't just read it. Okay? This is what the Sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life. What's the difference between your reading and my proclamation? You see what I'm talking about? Okay, ready? Let's try one more time, church. Come on. Okay? Begin.
This is what the Sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life.
Amen.
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 You are preaching right now. Just by saying it with a proclamation style, you're preaching. You're preaching to yourself. You're preaching to dead bones. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now look at this scripture. We have to understand this now. It's very, very important. Okay, the Sovereign Lord says to these bones, I will. Listen, God is determined. God is determined to bring to breathe the breath to the dry bones, to bring the revival to the dry bones. God is determined. God is determined to raise you up. God is determined to resurrect you with His power.
Amen.
God is determined to bless you.
Amen.
God is determined to fill you with His power.
Amen.
God is determined, but are you ready?
Amen.
That's the question. That's the question. Now, God can do all things, right? Do you believe? Mm. God can do all things.
Amen.
Amen.
But the question is, are you ready? Bible says, I will make breath enter you.
Amen.
That's the key word, enter you. Mm. Now, there are many children of God, but they don't understand this God's economy, God's plan and God's purpose. We know that. Now, God's plan and purpose from the beginning was that God wanted to enter into you, enter into me. Mm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God always wanted to enter into man. When God created a man in the image of God, Genesis 1:26, in the image of God, chapter 2, verse 9. After God created Adam and Eve, God brought them before the tree of life. Mm. You see, tree of life is a symbol for Jesus Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But God presented himself as a form of fruit, as a form of food, tree of life. So God wanted Adam and Eve to eat the tree of life. God made us as a vessels of God's mercy. Hallelujah. We are the vessels and God is the content. And God wants us to contain God. This is the purpose. Amen.
Amen.
God's purpose is not for you to work for Him. God's purpose for you is to contain God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Contain God. So God's desire always wanted to enter into you. Now God wants to enter into you even now. When you say amen to the word of God, then you are eating Him. You are accepting Him. You are receiving
amen.
Him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you close your spirit, close your heart, close your mouth, then how can God enter you? Do you want to drink this water? There's water here. Delicious water. Do you want to drink this water?
No.
Huh?
No.
No? Say yes, please. For the sake of
yes.
demonstration. Do you want to drink this water?
Yes.
If it is... yes, it's all the water. I'll talk to you. Do you want to drink this water? Then, what do you got to do? Open your mouth. You have to open your mouth to drink the water, right?
Mm.
If you close your mouth, you cannot drink.
Sure.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You want to drink the Spirit?
Mm.
You want to drink the living water? Then you have to open your mouth.
Amen.
Then know, if you open your mouth, then you can open your heart.
Amen.
If you open your heart, the spirit in you will be released.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Well, I don't think you're enthusiastic about receiving the breath of God. Are you enthusiastic?
Yes.
Are you passionate?
Amen.
Are you ready?
Amen.
You are?
Amen.
Then speak like it. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right. So God is interested in entering into you.
Amen.
God is not satisfied just walking with you. God is not satisfied just journeying with you. No. God wants to enter into you.
Amen.
Enter into your spirit.
Amen.
And He is there already in your spirit.
Amen.
But He wants to grow in your spirit. Now how do you make God grow in your spirit? By receiving Him, by eating Him, by drinking Him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is our living bread that we eat.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is the living water that we drink.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is the air that we breathe.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Okay, look at this verse 5. Okay, proclamation style, please. Ready? Begin.
This is what the sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you, and
Amen.
You will come to life.
Amen. If the breath enter you, what's going to happen? What is the result?
Come to life.
You will come to life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many of you hunger for life, an abundant life?
Amen.
How many of you hunger for the filling, be filling with the life?
Amen.
Listen, you will come to life, Bible says. This is a promise. You will come to life if the breath of God enter you.
Amen.
The key here is entering into you. If you just touch the water, it's not part of yours. If you look at the water, it's not part of yours. Right? If you study it, no, it's not part of yours. Even if you touch it, it's not yours. You have to use your mouth to drink it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen. God enters into you through your mouth. I say it again. God enters into you through your mouth. Amen.
Amen.
You see, Adam and Eve, they had to open their mouth and eat the tree of life. Satan wants to enter into you through your mouth. God wants to enter into you through your mouth. We choose God. Amen.
Amen.
We choose Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
You will come to life if you eat and drink Him.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. Okay. Now, let's look at verse 6 now. We jump into verse 6. Verse 6. Okay, ready? Proclamation style, please. Begin.
I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin.
I will put breath in you and you will come to life.
Then you will know that I am the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, there's a one brother a few days ago. He tells me, Pastor, I just cannot feel that God is in me. I want to know and feel that God is in me, but I cannot feel it. Is there anyone like that today? That you cannot feel God? And I'm sure there are many people, even if they're born again, after they're born again, being born again, they're kind of wandering in the desert. I don't know if where God is. I don't know. I'm not sure if God is alive. Well, according to the scripture, listen, you will know that Jesus Christ is God when the breath enter into you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't let this Sunday service be another religious activity. You have to know and learn this value of eating Jesus Christ as our life.
Amen.
Breathing Him into our spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Oh Lord Jesus, have mercy upon us that we may breathe our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, the spirit in Greek means pneuma. Pneuma means air, breath, wind. So you have to understand Jesus Christ, God came to this earth in man, and He lived perfect 33 years of life. And He died on the cross for our sins. And He resurrected from the death. And when he resurrected from the dead, you have to understand, Jesus Christ became a life-giving spirit.
Amen.
So Jesus Christ is now a spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you have to understand, he's like wind. He's like the air. So we have to know how to take him in, how to breathe him in into us. His desire is to enter into you more and more. And our job is to breathe him in to our spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you can breathe him in by saying, Lord Jesus. Come on, everybody.
Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Now, you know the value now, but are you exercising? I'm wondering these days. I'm kind of curious now. I think I need to preach this message one more time of the importance of calling on his name. Are you calling on his name?
Amen.
Those brothers are maybe the recent comers. Maybe you have not heard this message. You breathe Jesus Christ, who is the Spirit, into your spirit by calling on his name. Bible says, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be
saved.
And you not only saved from eternal condemnation, but you will be saved from circumstances. You will be saved from sickness. You will be saved from prison. All areas of your life, you will be saved.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, let's look at verse 7 now. Verse 7. Okay, ready? Okay, begin.
So I prophesied as I commanded. As I was prophesying, there was a noise and rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone.
Bone to bone.
Amen.
Amen. So Ezekiel prophesied as I was commanded. Now this is important. If you prophesy with your own will, nothing will happen. But we have to prophesy according to God's commandment.
Amen.
According to the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
So if you want to be a man of prophecy, a woman of prophecy, you have to be filled with the word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, you want to light the fire, when you do a campfire, in order to light the fire, you need logs, right? You need wood, don't you?
Mm.
If you have a small wood, just one piece of small wood, and you light the fire, what's going to happen? It will burn for maybe a few minutes, but it will go out, right? The fire will go out easily, isn't it? Mm. The more bigger and the more logs you have, the more the fire, the bigger the fire will burn.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You need the word of God in order to become a man of prophecy.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every day you live with the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
You live with the Bible. You open the Bible, you read, you eat, you live with the Word.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We are starting seminary very soon. Lord willing, we will start very soon. And if you're serious about studying the Word of God, join the seminary. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. Now there was this, and as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound. Church should be filled with God's noise. Church be filled with the heavenly noise.
Amen.
And the rattling sound. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If a church is quiet like a funeral service, it's not good. So I'm so glad today. The praise and worship was awesome. Especially that song. That song was very anointed.
Wow.
It's in the name of Jesus wonderful.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All of us, we were blessed with that song. Amen.
Amen.
Isn't the name of Jesus wonderful?
Amen.
Church needs to be filled with noise.
Amen.
Heavenly noise.
Amen.
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 All right. Verse 8. Let's go to verse 9. I'm sorry, verse 9. Verse 9. Okay, proclaim it together. Begin.
Then he said to me, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to it. Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe into this flame, that they may live.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's a very interesting point here now. Okay? Then he said to me, now listen, you have to listen to this word carefully. Bible says, then he said to me, prophecy to the what?
Breath.
Come on, look at the scripture now. Prophecy to the what?
Breath.
Now, who's the breath? Who's the breath?
Jesus.
God, right?
Mm.
Jesus Christ is the breath, isn't it?
Amen.
So the scripture says, prophesies to the
breath.
To the breath. Prophesies to God.
Breath.
Isn't this kind of awkward? When you say prophecy, usually it means prophecy to the people, right? Mm. You know what I'm talking about? It said prophecy to the people. But scripture says prophecies to the breath, which is God. Are you understanding this?
Amen.
Hello? God, here's the point. God is ready to act upon your prophecy.
Amen.
God is ready, more than ready to act upon your prophecy. If you believe it, if you believe it in your spirit, in your heart, and if you open your mouth and prophesy, listen, God is ready to act upon it.
Amen.
God is ready to part the Red Sea. God is ready to part the Jordan River. God is ready to pour down the manna from heaven. God is ready to gush the living water from the rock.
Amen.
God is ready to bring so many blessings upon you. If you open your mouth and be ready to prophesy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Now, this is a commanding prayer, isn't it? This is a commanding prayer. And how dare we command to God? Doesn't make sense, right? But it makes sense. God wants us to have faith in Him.
Amen.
That in such a degree that we have so certain, we are so certain and we are so sure that we commend to our Lord Jesus Christ. We commend to our God. Because you know for sure in your spirit, 100%, 1000% sure that God will listen to your prayer.
Amen.
You know what I'm talking about? No, you don't understand. God wants to pour out His blessings to you.
Amen.
God wants to work on behalf of you. But you must believe that. You must have put your trust in Him and faith in Him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when you are in the will of God, you need to have this strong mind and strong heart, determination, and have faith to even prophesy to God. And say, God, this is your will, and this is your scripture, this is your promise. Breath, come, enter into Him.
Amen.
Breath, come, enter into the dry bones.
Amen.
If you have faith to do that, you do that. And God will surely act upon your prayer.
Amen.
Act upon your prophecy.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
There's a man in the Old Testament, his name is Joshua. He prayed, son, stay still, don't move. What happened?
Stop.
Son stood still, not moving. How about that? There's a man called Elijah. He prayed, rain didn't stop. He prayed again, rains came. He prayed, fire came from heaven. How is that? What is the difference between Elijah and you? What is the difference between you and Joshua? What is the difference? In fact, all those heroes and prophets in the Old Testament, God was with them. But never God was in them, within them. Now, God is not only with us, but He is in you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's the difference between Old Testament and New Testament. God is in you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, you can prophesy. Speak to the mountains. Bible says Mark 11, remember? 23-24. Speak to the mountains. Root it out and throw it into the ocean. And it shall be done.
Amen.
You need to command to the mountain. Amen.
Amen.
What is the mountain in your life? Is it fear? Is it anger? Speak to that anger this afternoon. Speak to that fear this afternoon.
Amen.
Speak to that doubt this afternoon.
Amen.
And say, root it out. Root it out and throw it into the sea. I destroy the fear. I destroy the anxieties.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Prophecy, son of man, say to this is what the sovereign Lord says. Come from the four winds. All breath. All breath. And breathe into this slain that they may live.
Amen.
Oh, we can do it.
Amen.
We can do it in Christ. We can
Amen.
Do it in the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you ready, church?
Amen.
Are you ready to prophesy?
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Who's ready? Look at this verse 9 now. Verse 9. Verse 9. Verse 10. We did 9? Okay, verse 10. Verse 10. Thank you. Verse 10. Begin.
So I prophesied as he commanded me, and read and heard them. They came to life and stood up on their feet, a vast army.
Amen. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So I prophesied as he commanded me. As he commanded me. We have to follow the scriptures. We have to follow the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Don't follow your emotion. Don't follow your emotion. Don't follow your own thoughts. Follow Jesus Christ, who is the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
And breath entered them, and they came to life and stood up on their feet. What?
Stood.
Come on, church. I'm almost done now here. Look at me. Stood up what?
On the feet.
Stood up what?
On their feet.
You have to get this, church. You have to get this. This is so important. Stood up on what?
On their feet.
On their feet. Listen. You and God, no one can come in between. Even if your father is a pastor, well-known pastor, famous pastor, even if your grandfather is a pastor, doesn't matter. No one can come in between you and God.
Amen.
You have to stand on your feet.
Amen.
Do not rely on pastor. Do not rely on prophets. Do not rely on anybody else. Rely on Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Forget about denomination.
Amen.
Who made the denomination? There is no denomination in the Bible. In the 19th century, during the Derby, he didn't see the vision of the one body. And therefore, many denominations broke out on that century, 19th century. There is only one universal body of Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Only one Jesus, not two Jesus.
Amen.
There is only one Jesus.
Amen.
And the head of the church is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And the body of Christ is Jesus also.
Amen.
There's only one new man in the Bible.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Christ we are one.
Amen.
In Christ we are one.
Amen.
One baptism.
Amen.
One spirit to drink.
Amen.
One salvation.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't follow denomination. Don't follow the heritage. A background. Forget about everything. Remember Jesus. Hallelujah. Remember Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
As he commanded me, stood up on their feet, and then they became what? When breath came into them, these dry bones became a vast army. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Now dry bones. There was no life in them. But when the breath of God came upon them, they came alive, stood up as an army of God.
Amen.
Listen, church. God has called the church as an army.
Amen.
So many Christians, they're still baby. They're still baby. Without discipleship, a person is born again, but no discipleship, no shepherding. What happened? They're orphans. They're in the orphanage. There's so many people in the orphanage in Christianity because no discipleship. There was a brother whom I met yesterday, and he was sent by his denomination as a missionary to Morocco. And he was not happy. He showed me. I spent time with him for one hour. And he says, I got born again 4 years ago, but I'm not ready for mission. I don't know why they sent me as a missionary. And he says, I'm not enjoying it at all. And I communicated with him for 1 hour. I said, the reason God created you is not for you to work something for God. That's later. God created you as a vessel of mercy. You are the bottle and God is content. You need to eat Jesus. You need to contain him.
Amen.
And I share the scriptures with him. John 6:57. He who eats me shall live by me.
Amen.
And we need to eat the tree of life. We need to eat Jesus Christ, who is our living bread.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
As I shared this, his eyes were open. And he was like, first zombie. No, he's all dying. But as I shared the living word of God, his eyes were open.
Right.
And his eyes are filled with energy. Mm. And he says, oh, maybe this is the reason why I came to Korea.
Amen. Amen.
Breath enter him.
Yes. Breath enter him. As I was sharing the scriptures, I saw on his face came alive. And he told me, oh, I want to be a disciple. I want to learn the Bible more. I see a desperate need at our church to run the seminary. To learn the tree of life, not the tree of knowledge. So many seminaries of these days, you know, they teach knowledge. They teach knowledge. It's about time that we need to soak ourselves into the life of Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Into the real life of Christ and enjoy Him. When we have Jesus in our hearts, we will enjoy Him. And you don't have to think about how to serve Him. Jesus in you will help you to serve.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus in you will do all the work. You just be the vessel, container of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen, we are living in the end time. We are living in the end time. The gospel is preaching to the ends of the earth. 206 nations are in Korea. And they are not here as a coincidence. They are here for a reason and purpose, right? And many of them are receiving the gospel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Many Muslims are receiving gospel because of this diaspora.
Mm.
Do you understand? God is behind all this. And the Israelites, the Jews, are coming to the Lord in a very fast pace. Hallelujah. We see the sign everywhere. Matthew 24, 25, the end time sign. Famine, warfare, war, famine. You know I'm talking about famine? The Korea is suffering from famine, right? California is suffering from famine. Everywhere there's a famine. There's no rain. And there's a scripture in the Bible also that in the end time, the earth will get hotter and hotter. Indeed. The temperature is getting hotter during summer. Don't you think so? It's prophesied in the Bible. We are living in the end time. We need to eat Jesus as our life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's the only way that we will become a vast army.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is asking you and telling you this afternoon, come alive, be raised up as an army of God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Are you ready? We're going to pray just a few minutes. And we're going to do a small group. Before we do a small group, I want you to take this opportunity now to stood up on your feet. And you're going to prophesy to yourself and to your family, to our church, to this nation. Hallelujah. Who's ready to prophesy? Stand up on your feet.